The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. It's not often, in fact I'm sure it's not at all, that a Bishop of Soda and Man is the victim of a highly publicised hoax, and that a British Prime Minister is also involved. But it did happen in the Isle of Man 94 years ago. We go back to Bishop's Court on the morning of December the 3rd, 1923, when the Lord Bishop of the day, Dr. Denton Thompson, had just finished his breakfast, and a boy on a bicycle arrived from Balaff Post Office with a telegram. It read, "Meet me at Adelphi at 3 tomorrow afternoon, most important, Baldwin." It was an invitation, or an order, for Dr. Thompson to be at the Adelphi Hotel in Liverpool at 3 o'clock the following day to meet none other than the Prime Minister, Mr. Stanley Baldwin. Dr. Thompson had no doubt that the telegram was genuine. He already knew that the PM was visiting Liverpool, and he was certain Mr. Baldwin wanted to see him in order to promote him to a larger and grander diocese than the Isle of Man's. He made hasty arrangements to keep the appointment, but Mr. Baldwin wasn't there. He had left Liverpool and gone to Manchester, and nobody at the Adelphi knew anything about a telegram being sent. Dr. Thompson realised somebody had been making a fool of him, and he determined to find out who. Just how the culprit was exposed is not fully known, but he was, and it seems to have been a case that he gave himself up, because he was haunted by feelings of guilt. 2 weeks after it happened, the hoaxer was revealed as none other than one of Dr. Thompson's own clergy. The Reverend Walter James Caron, curate of St. Matthew's Church in Douglas, went to the Isle of Man's chief constable to confess that he and a lady friend had arranged for the telegram to be sent. He told how he and the lady, Miss Alice Winston, assistant manageress of a cafe in London, were travelling from Douglas to Liverpool on the steamship Mona when he suggested the hoax. He wrote the words, and she took them to the telegraph office in Liverpool when the Mona got there. What Dr. Thompson said to Mr. Caron when the truth came out is not known to history. What is known is that the offence, and it was a criminal offence, had been committed in Liverpool, and it was there that Mr. Caron appeared in court on January the 24th, 1924. He pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting Miss Winston in uttering a forged telegram. It was a sensational and widely reported case, and it must have added greatly to Dr. Thompson's highly public embarrassment. Mr. Caron told the court he thought it would be no more than an amusing leg pull. He added that he was even more persuaded to do it because Miss Winston was troubled by seasickness during the trip, and he wanted to take her mind off this. All this gives some clues as to the nature of the man. In other words, someone full of kindness and light-heartedness and thoughtful of others. The offence was one which could have resulted in him going to prison, but he was spared that. He was fined £10, which was rather a lot of money in those days. But there, as far as my researches are concerned, the story ends. I have to confess that there is nothing more for me to report. But that doesn't stop me wondering about what happened subsequently, especially as far as Mr. Caron was concerned. For one thing, did he return to the Isle of Man and his place of work in the Diocese of Soda and Man? And did his career prosper, or was it well and truly done for? Clearly the decision on this would have been down almost entirely to Dr. Denton Thompson, and a great deal of Christian charity and forgiveness was called for. I for one hope it was on offer. It was only a bit of a joke, a bit of a leg pull. Wasn't it?